Ozzy Osbourne pushes age limit for the presidency. You were fucking 76, 8 years is like death. By Hannah Blow on August 23, 2020. English rocker Ozzy Osbourne, in an interview with Rolling Stone that dropped just as the Democratic National Convention concluded, said there should be an age limit to the presidency. Because if you're fucking 76, 8 years is like death. And anyone who runs for office, I think there should be an age limit. 8 years to us is nothing but to us, but if you're fucking 76, 8 years is like death, the crazy train rocker told the magazine in an interview published Friday. While Osbourne didn't mention Joe Biden's name, it's worth noting that President Trump is 74 and Biden is 77. Biden would be 78 by the time he took the presidency. Despite his statement on an age limit presidential candidates, Osbourne directed the remainder of his sharp rebukes at President Trump specifically, telling the magazine that the fucking guy you've got in there now doesn't know that much about politics. If I was running for president, I would try and find out a little bit about politics, Osbourne said. Because the fucking guy you've got in there now doesn't know that much about it, I don't think. The Constitution says that anyone can be president. But it's not like anyone could be a fucking heart surgeon and just go in with a scalpel. You have to know what you're fucking doing. The Under the Graveyard singer also offered a dire outlook in respect to the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, telling the magazine, "In my lifetime, I've never known anything like this," and adding that the situation is getting worse, not better. "And this guy's acting like a fool. I don't really like to talk politics that much, but I've got to say what I feel with this guy. There's not much hope left. Maybe he's got a trick up his sleeve and he's going to surprise us all, and I hope he has." Recently, over 1,000 more people died in one day, in America. "That's fucking crazy," he said, pressing the public to get on board with both social distancing and mask wearing. "Otherwise, the problem is never gonna go away," he warned. This is not the first time Osbourne has gone on the attack against President Trump. Last year, the 71-year-old British rocker, who is battling Parkinson's disease, banned Trump from using his music after the president tweeted a doctored video of himself crashing a Democrat primary debate to Crazy Train to mock the establishment media. "Based on this morning's unauthorized use of Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train, we are sending notice to the Trump campaign, or any other campaigns, that they are forbidden from using any of Ozzy Osbourne's music in political ads or in any political campaigns," a statement posted to Sharon Osbourne's Instagram page read. "Ozzy's music cannot be used for any means without approvals."